Tell me why you wrote the letter to the FTA.
I wrote the letter to the FTA to make my position clear. And my position is that I'm certainly not ready, and I don't think the region is ready, to call a particular route, whether it be the north side, south side, or any other route, the region's priority for public transportation. And I think we need to have a much more robust debate than we have had. I don't think there's been much debate at all. I think it could be fairly characterized as, at this point, a unilateral declaration that the north side, south side route should be the priority route for the region for Metro. And that's certainly not to say anything against the north side, south side route. But I think that the process that has brought us to this point is a process that has not included discussion, commentary, debate from key stakeholders in our region.
One thing that I think has been missed is St. Louis County leaders have been pushing for an expansion to the Maryland Heights area long before your administration. Charlie Dooley was a big proponent of that, and he didn't get nearly as much criticism as you're getting right now. What do you make of that?
Well, first I'll say this. I welcome the criticism, really, to the extent that there's been criticism. I don't think that St. Louis County residents are sharing in that criticism. I think that St. Louis County residents realize and understand that they want their voice heard. We have an apparatus for discussing and debating regional transportation issues, and that apparatus is East-West Gateway. And we meet once a month at East-West Gateway, and we being representatives of all the major stakeholders in the region to discuss transportation policy. And long before I took office, decades now, East-West Gateway has been that transportation arm for our region. And that is the appropriate place to bring this discussion. It's the appropriate place where a vote can be had. And that body will determine what the regional priority is for our region with respect to an expansion of Metrolink. And really, only that body.
In your letter, you had some specific misgivings about the north-south line, but proponents of it have said it would be a major breakthrough to addressing some of the root causes of the Ferguson situation. It was in the Ferguson Commission report. How do you kind of reconcile those two things?
Well, first I would say that the Ferguson Commission report is a very important report, but it is only one voice in really what is more of a chorus than anything in our region. It's one voice. And all of the voices need to be heard. Everyone needs to sit around a table, and we need to make a regional decision, not a unilateral one. I expressed some concerns that I had with the route, and those concerns were really in the context of, I think the concerns are great enough on a $2.2 billion route that I think that the concerns that I raise call for a debate. I think that this is a system that's being proposed, the north side, south side, is a system that does not connect with our current Metrolink system. And in some cities, I think that that's workable. You know, we see Boston, New York, they have systems that are multi-systems, but we have essentially a fledgling system that we already have a difficult time finding funding for to operate. And with the introduction of a new line and new maintenance and new cars and new infrastructure, it's going to be an expense. And I think that it requires debate. That's not to say that the north side, south side route might not be the preferred route after that debate and after a vote, but to unilaterally declare it as such, I just don't think is fair for the region. And it's particularly not fair for the taxpayers in St. Louis County who contribute $137 million to public transit on an annual basis. And we do that, and if you juxtapose what the city invests, which is $32 million a year, I think that it just calls for that debate even more.
Is that why you mentioned that you see the north-south line is fragmenting the region? Because it does connect the county. It's the only proposed line that actually connects the county with the city.
Well, the portion that is being studied is only the city portion. The county portions are not being studied. So when I talk about fragmentation, that's one element of the fragmentation, is that the city elements are being studied and not the county. But the other part of it is that it is a separate system from the current system that we have. And I'm not saying that that's not the way to go, but what I'm saying is that I think that that is significant enough and that the investment is significant enough at $2.2 billion that we need to have a debate. not a 10-minute phone call, not a 5-minute phone call, not a phone call 3 hours before a submission is due, but an ongoing debate that may require weeks, months, maybe years, but certainly studies.
That has been going on for a while. This isn't the first study. There was one in 2008, 2013. Were you or the county involved in those prior discussions?
Well, there was a study in 2008, and that study had selected this particular route as a preferred route along that corridor and that corridor only. So there's never been a comprehensive study. And I would also remind you that that study was done in 2008. We're now in 2016. We have completely different leadership all over the region. Certainly a different county executive in St. Louis County. We have different county executive in Jefferson County and so forth. So I think that it's really important that we come around the table now and have this debate. Certainly that route has been talked about for a long time. But there was also a route that was talked about in St. Louis County as an extension that would go out west. I'm not endorsing any route at this point. What I would like to do is study our county routes. And as I study those county routes, as we study those county routes, you will not hear me say that any of those county routes are the preferred route for our region. We're going to have studies.
So how do we kind of wrap this up? Hey, Seth, I'm sorry, we have another.
That's okay. So how do you kind of come to terms with the city not really having a vested interest in those county routes in comparison to the one that joins both?
Well, what I think has to happen is exactly what I said. We have a transportation apparatus that makes decisions about transportation, and we have representation of many stakeholders at that table. The city is there, the county is there, Jefferson County is there. Our partners on the east side of the river are there. All of us need to come together as we do every month, and we need to make this decision. If this is going to be the preferred route, it needs to be made after reasonable studies can be conducted, as is the course for every major transportation project that we do in this region, and particularly one of this magnitude. It will probably be of the greatest magnitude that we've seen in our region.
My last question, there's obviously been strong words between you and the mayor on this. I'm sure you've seen the response from Mary Ellen Ponder.
Sure.
What does this mean between the relationship between you two?
I'll tell you what it means. I'm gonna see the mayor at 1 o'clock today, and we're doing a charity event. And we're gonna come together for our charity event as we always do every year. It's an annual event. And we're going to come together, we're going to shake hands, and we're going to help out our communities. And we're going to continue to do that. And there's going to continue to be a dialogue. And this probably will not be the last time that regional leaders will differ. I certainly understand how that can make news. But it's not going to be the last time. It's not the first time. And we will continue our relationship as we always have. And we're going to come together every month at those meetings, and we're going to discuss regional transportation.